Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Sister Rehana Kazemi. She has done Bachelor's of Science in Applied Psychology. She's a researcher in the Hafsa Ilmi of Qom, and her research right now is on best trainers and coaches for students in non-Islamic countries with Islamic perspective. A very warm welcome, Sister, and Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
You told us a lot of important things that parents need to take care of in the age, especially from 14 to 21. Here in our previous session, we ended our program with the negligence towards girl child. The girls are neglected, especially in Asian countries, wherein they are said that you got nothing to do with this. We don't need your decisions. Nobody asked you, or things like that, the statements like that a girl hears. How would this child develop into a society?
First of all, this is the duty of the parents to treat equally and to treat with the same affection and love to the girls like boys.
All right.
Do not make difference between girls and
because
boys.
Because of their gender.
Yes, because of their gender. And because the girls are more sensitive than boys.
Yeah.
They feel everything like a little things. They can pick up a very small thing.
You're trying to say that they get irritated over very small things.
Very small. And they are more like sensitive than boys. And especially in love and affection, the girls are more sensitive. They want more love from their parents. They want more love from their brothers. So parents always need to show their love to the girls equally to boys. And do not treat them like they are inferior from boys, because this is a type of complex which develops in the girls. And they always feel the inferiority complex.
Mm-hmm.
In this complex, they lose their self-confidence. And when they grow up, this inferiority complex always travel in their personalities. And they will try to seek this love from outside, out of the house, like when they go in university or they go in the college.
So there you go. So we do have this problem today in the society wherein the relationships between girls and boys, unfortunately Muslims as well, is getting more and more. The ratio is going up. And that's because you're saying they're ignored in the family. Yeah.
Ignorance or negligence of the parents always create the problems, especially in girls, because they are sensitive. And if a child could not receive a love or affection from the house, from the family, definitely he will try to seek this love from outside. And maybe in the form of friends. And if a girl
has no knowledge about mahram and
non-mahram, definitely
then she can develop
she
into much
someone
more
will cheer
complex
up,
relationships.
Will give her importance. She will definitely feel that I am more important in sight of him rather than my parents.
Why? And even if the guy is, you know, lying, still the girls get into the trap.
Yes, because the parents did not work on the ground. They need to figure out this thing from the day one, and they need to treat equally. That's why I'm saying the religious women and the religious parents, they play a major role in a child's personality. And Islamic education is very important for a mother and for a father.
All right, sister, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I am with Sister Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing about a girl child who's being neglected and now seeks love outside in the society. Even if a boy is lying, sister, you said the girl will still accept. Because don't you think the parents always love, but the problem goes in the expression of that love?
Maybe. But, you know, I realize, especially in Asian families, the main problem is negligency.
Right.
And the main thing, the parents need to figure out where they are going. They need to keep an eye on the girls as well. What are their children doing? Some parents do not care about who are their friends, because nowadays, friend and media have a main influence.
All right, so you're trying to say in upbringing, it's not just parents today.
Yes.
It's also the media.
Media and friends. Nowadays, we can see every child has a mobile.
Yeah.
In quite young age, if a child has a mobile and parents do not care,
and it's
what
not a big
talking
issue now,
about
yeah.
that. And maybe she or he pretend that they are sleeping, they are in their bedrooms, and parents like think, oh, they are sleeping. But maybe she's chatting with his friend or with her friend. So this is very important for the parents to keep an eye on their children. They have to fix their screen time. And they do not give the mobile, especially in nights. And they need to check the bedrooms when their children are sleeping. Do not neglect their children. Do not give them so much freedom that they will do whatever they want to do.
They misuse that freedom.
Yeah. And they will try to misuse everything.
All right. So even that misusing, we came to a conclusion, comes from that neglecting part.
Yes.
All right. Well, sister, we have another audience question over here. That child is developing into a backbiting child. How do parents fix this problem? It's a girl who is in her early teens.
If the parent said he's backbiting, this is not a problem. This is the cause of something which develops in his personality and parents did not realize.
Because it's a sign of something?
Sign of something, and it is from the early childhood. The main part of every problem is the negligency.
Right.
Because when in a sensitive age, when you neglect the child, little or small things, because some children want extra attention.
Yes, and we see attention-seeking behavior.
Attention-seeking behavior. And the backbiting comes in the same behavior. Because in the early age, when I was working with the children, some children want extra attention and they are attention seeker. They will ask the things which have no base.
Or no, like, relation.
No relation. For example, I was in the class and one child came to me and he was saying, this boy is saying to me this one. This boy is doing to this thing. He is just touching me. He was sitting on the bench. He was not doing anything. When I called him, he said, no, I was doing my work. And I was watching as well. So this is reason. When we neglect the reason.
All right, so the child is coming up and telling
yes,
look
he
at
wants
me.
The attention. Because
look
he wants
at me,
the attention.
Give me attention.
Because
child,
I was doing my thing
so
and he wants the attention.
Problem seems to be very deep down.
Yes.
I'll talk to you more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm with Sister Rehana Kazemi, and we reached a very interesting point. We were talking about backbiting, the children who develop this behavior. Sister, you say this is a kind of attention-seeking behavior, yes. And this is developed in a child who is neglected.
Yeah, especially in these families who have three or four children. One child should be like that because the mother could not treat everyone same and she's busy doing this and that. Your child will start screaming. This is one thing as well. He will do backbiting.
Children who scream a lot today.
Yeah. Nowadays, children are so sensitive and so attention-seeking.
I think they're stressed as well.
Yes, too much stressed. And, you know, in nowadays, maybe, I don't know, how was our childhood? Because in these days, every child is so attention-seeker. If you have three or four children, that's very difficult for a mother, if she has four children, that she will give the same attention to everyone. In this case, definitely one of them will scream. After his screaming, the other will start, no, I did not done anything. He was just touching me, the second point of attention. That he wants to attend your attention.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming,
backbiting, hitting. These all kinds of attention seeking. They want to seek your attention. So for a mother, this is an alarming time. When a child is saying something about his brother or sister, mother needs to know about the reason. Why is he saying that my brother is hitting me? What is the reason? These piles up, when they will grow up, these all things piles up and they will become like a backbiting. They becomes like a screaming in a negative behavior and stress and depression. These are the reasons which start from early childhood.
Right.
And we neglect these reasons. We do not care about these reasons. So for a mother, it's very important to learn about the children's behavior. How
so like
these big things come up,
yeah.
Not all of a sudden. These all big things come up from the early age.
All right, we basically have been discussing about the teens, the problems that are in the teens. But you are saying these problems also root back in the early childhood?
Every problem has the root cause.
All right, so the problems that a child develops in the, for example, in his teens, has somewhere roots in his early childhood
while
he was neglected by the parents. And that's why now he develops into a screaming child, a bossy behavior child, or other attention-seeking behaviors, or even backbiting, you said.
Yeah, I will say that because in the psychology, we will say some children in teenage, they behave like wild animals. Why? Wild behavior. What is the wild behavior? So why he's behaving like this? These kind of children, they are neglected children. Parents, for example, mom is doing work, father is doing job. The child, all day, he's with a babysitter. Mother, when she comes from the...
Or nowadays with a mobile phone.
Yes, and playing on the PlayStations and these horror games, overage games. When these all things piles up, the child behave like this.
Develops into a wild behavior. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. If you have any questions, dear audiences, comments or suggestions, please contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media websites just by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.